one of the guys who's going to be at the head of the pack in terms of having to implement what the president talked about last night when it comes to science, technology, both the technological advances as well as the development of students trained in those areas, is John Marburger. He is the director of the Office of Science and Technology for the White House, and he's on our Newsmaker line this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
The sad thing last night as you were sitting there watching that speech is every time the president talked about something, you knew, okay, that's another thing that I've got to do. I mean, it's easy for him to talk. You're the guy that has to now go out there and get it done.
Yeah, but we love this. This is a great topic, and I think there's going to be a lot of support both sides of the aisle. It's a real positive thing for America. A lot of people want to do it, so I'm happy about it. I think the science and energy and the health initiatives, too, are things that we all need and are going to put our shoulders to the wheel and get it done.
We were talking earlier this morning with Senator Lamar Alexander. He indicated that he's already got about 30 Democrats and 30 Republicans lined up to support the president's initiatives on science and math education initiatives. That seems to be a pretty good start.
That's right. Well, he's been a great supporter, and of course, he has a background and the experience to understand what this is all about. And I think within the Congress, he's been a good exponent, and really glad to have him aboard. He's got a ton of ideas too, and we're ready to roll.
You know, one of the challenges I think we face is I think everybody is ready. If we could start driving hybrid cars and completely abandon our dependence on foreign oil, I think most of us would do that. If we could develop the hydrogen cars, the ethanol the president was talking about last night, not just looking to corn-based ethanol development, but also other forms. Man, I think everybody's ready to do it. How far away, John, are we from the technology of being able to do it?
Well, we're a lot closer than most people think. You know, American car manufacturers today are already producing engines that run on ethanol, that can use this alternative fuel. Many of us are driving these cars. We don't even know it. So we've got to increase awareness for one thing, and then just work to embed the use of ethanol in our products, in our distribution systems, and so forth. I think there's an awareness problem as much as anything else, because this is a technology that other countries are using to reduce their dependence on imported oil, so we ought to be using it too. That's coming along very rapidly, and the technology is not exotic. It's something that that smaller companies can do to make gasoline substitutes from all kinds of products, from weeds to wood chips. So, and then there's the hybrids. We're already seeing hybrids in production, small part of the production, but they're there. People know how to do them. We've got to do a little research and development to bring the cost down, better batteries and things like that. But that's going to happen. And within the next 10 years, we're going to see a lot of advances there. And then finally, the hydrogen economy, which was the president's great vision from a couple of years ago. Everybody's working hard on that to solve some of the problems. That's a little bit longer term, but we'll get there.
Well, and the president mentioned that the environmental impact of weaning ourselves off of oil is also a key factor, not just the economic impact, not just the geopolitical impact of the Middle East being a lot less important politically if we don't need the oil, but the environmental impact of switching to some of these cleaner fuels and the hydrogen-based, ethanol-based, that's also a big factor.
That is a big factor. It's very true. They're usually cleaner burning, and of course, when you use plants use CO2, for example. It's already in the atmosphere. We're just recycling it rather than adding more to what's already up there. So I think there are multiple benefits from all these technologies, and there are people out there that want to make it work.
One of the moments when I think you could feel the chill in the room was when the president mentioned, and we need clean nuclear fuel. People in the room, you can just kind of feel, particularly from the left side of the room, just dead silence on that one.
Well, you know, a lot of people, including very strong environmental advocates, understand that nuclear energy is a non-polluting form of energy. There are some problems associated with proliferation. You know, when you operate a nuclear reactor, it does make fissionable material. It could be used in a bomb or something. So we need to do a little research and development on fuel cycles that are non-proliferating. And, of course, we've got the cleanup the waste products from nuclear reactors, but there are technical solutions to some of these issues, and the president is calling for a 22% increase in research on all of these energy issues that I think are going to lead to a much more rapid introduction of nuclear power as well as some of the others.
John Marburger with us this morning, the director of the Office of Science and Technology for the White House. John, how much of it is a PR issue that when we hear nuclear power, we think automatically of Chernobyl, we think of the meltdown that could come, we think of, you know, a toxic nuclear cloud over our neighborhood, and we think of nuclear weapons. Is it a PR issue more than a technology issue?
Well, I would call it a public understanding issue as much as anything. We know a lot more about operating nuclear power plants today than we did before. The safety record in this country in particular is quite good. Three Mile Island notwithstanding, the people need to understand that this is a pretty safe, clean way of producing energy compared with the other alternatives that we have.
And some of our competitors, I mean, the French are heavily reliant upon nuclear power.
The French are heavily reliant, and, you know, despite the fact that we only produce about 20% of our electricity from nuclear power, we still are operating about as many nuclear power plants as France is. We just have a bigger country. But we have a marvelous safety record. The time that these reactors are down for repairs is minimal. And I think we should take advantage of that experience and move ahead.
Some critics of the president are saying last night he kind of glossed over the whole health care initiative package. You mentioned it right at the very beginning. I mean, health savings account, those have been being discussed for a while. Was there anything really new last night in the president's health care proposals?
Well, I think the devil in health care is in the details, and the president laid out a number of very important details. I think the portability of health insurance, the use of...
But supposedly Kennedy Kassebaum and the portability factor there got us that.
Well, you know, we're not looking to be the sole hero here. We're looking for everybody to help with some of these difficult issues. The president thinks that technology can play an important role in getting costs down, using information technology to standardize patient records, make them more available as people move around from job to job or region to region. I mean, there are a lot of things that are contributing to these costs. I think one of the most important insights that I've heard recently is the idea of just making more information available about what health care costs. So much of our health care is paid by third parties, so we're not aware of the total size of the bill and what is happening when we undergo all these procedures.
Which unfortunately keeps the consumer out of the process, removes that
right.
Kind of free market aspect from the plan, and hopefully the president can develop some ways to reinsert the consumer into the process. I think people know how much it costs. They know it costs too much. The question is whether there are ways to kind of lower those costs.
Absolutely.
With some innovative new ways outside the box.
Right.
John Marburger, thank you for being with us this morning. John is the director of the Office of Science and Technology with the White House. The president talked in some detail yesterday. We appreciate you giving some meat to the bones as well this morning.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
We'll talk to you later. Are you coming in with the president today, by the way, to Nashville?
No, I won't be there.
Well, we'll say hi to him on your behalf.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, John. John Marburger from the White House on our Newsmaker.